So I've noticed, your comment just now and the conversation I had with DJ a couple weeks ago, I think we were probably raised closest in the group. Where were you? Where'd you grow up?
Well, him and Dan.
Papillion. Yeah, I grew up with Dan.
Okay, so you're south, though.
I used to babysit Dan.
Okay. We still babysit Dan.
That's disturbing.
Still babysit.
Okay, so I'm going to name a drinking game. I'm curious of what your rendition of that is. Quarters.
You bounce a quarter into a cup of beer.
And what happens?
Well, someone's going to drink it.
Okay. Okay, that's what I was
reading. What if you miss? What happens?
You keep shooting. Or was it going on in a circle? I can't remember. Like, the last person that does it maybe has to drink everybody's. I don't remember the technical side of the rules.
You can pass it. Now I'm remembering.
How about... what the fuck did you just say? You just said
a pass
the quarters? Quarters. Oh, it's quarters.
P&A.
Okay, yeah, so what's... All right.
Presidents and assholes.
Just make sure we're on the same stage. You ever play Chandeliers?
Is that what I'm thinking about?
Okay. Chandeliers is basically super quarters where you have beers and shots all over the place. Mm. And you got to if you make the person drink. If you miss it, you take a drink.
I have played that before. I don't remember what I'm calling it. Chandelier.
Landmines. That's where you spin the quarter.
And what happens?
And you have to chug your beer and slam your beer down on the quarter. And eventually the table fills up where you spin, and if it hits a beer, you have to drink and spin again.
Now, I have played that. Now
landmines.
That.
Okay, is that...
I don't you remember played
that? What it's Never
called. Okay.
I have played that.
But that way?
I remember a bunch of cups on the table.
Okay.
And you were still trying to spin the quarters onto it.
Okay.
We did a big table. We had
similar.
A really big table.
Yeah, you got a big table. Okay, here's a good one. When you guys played beer pong... Beer pong? No. Yes. Yeah.
Throw
pong.
A beer pong.
There's beer
Throw
pong.
And two cups of beer.
Yeah, I'm confusing
triangle
it.
Formation at the end of two.
Yes, tables. I'm confusing it with beer pong from Beer Fest where there's two beers and they're trying to get a ping pong. But yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we used to play in Wayne dice. Beer dice.
Hold on. The beer pong thing. Did you guys fill the cups with beer or fill them with water and then just take a drink of your beer?
I've done both ways, but for most of the time it's water.
Okay. I remember in college it was first. It was always beer.
Yeah. Aha. Okay. I absolutely refuse to play it like that because it's beer, but I also don't want to drink a bunch of fucking floor lint and just
exactly.
Oh
That's
my
why
god,
nobody does that.
So gross.
Especially when you're out of college, especially when you're not like a freshman or even sophomore in college. You wise up.
I feel like beer pong was
by the end of my college career. We have pitchers of water. You know, just constantly fill up with something
exactly.
gets knocked over.
Yeah. Because also you have to worry about filling them. Knocked over, it's just fucking water. You know. Are you a disgusting shit pig drinking lint water?
No, I don't remember now.
I've done
it. I know that it happened once. I know first year of college. I
swallowed
always...
a quarter playing quarters.
My buddy almost swallowed a quarter playing quarters.
When I took my next shit, it went tink.
No, fuck off. It did not. Fuck you.
It's heavier than water.
You're supposed to make the noise.
Porcelain toilet.
Nope.
You're supposed to make the noise.
Ew.
That's what it would have done. Yeah.
No way. There's no fucking way you passed a quarter and it was bare and it went off a fucking porcelain.
No,
it absolutely
broke
not.
The turd in half and the turd so broken it was just then on the
was it buried
the,
treasure?
The end of the turd, unexposed. And it just, I don't know if it pulled the turd down or if it fell out of the turd and cleaned.
I just don't, but no, I don't believe you. I think you're putting quarters in your ass because I don't think a quarter can pass through the human digestive system.
I'm
I don't
sure
think
it
My
could.
Body didn't no dissolve it.
No, yeah, but the sphincter at the end of your stomach.
Oh,
it's pretty small.
I couldn't even tell the difference.
It's the same size as your butthole.
Dude, I've had...
They're both sphincters.
I've had turds thicker than a fucking sphincters. Quarter. All right.
No, you can have turds... But wait, okay, what'd you say?
I've had turds.
Yes, everyone's had turds bigger than a quarter. I'm saying that from the
but
food,
your asshole,
from
your
stomach... Your
asshole can stretch that far. Just
no,
like,
from your
stomach.
Stomach
can also stretch
that's
that
not
far.
The quarter. No. What do you think the quarter went through?
No.
It went through my entire intestine.
Dude, it's not... Before, look up coins in intestines.
There's no
I guarantee it happens. It fucks people up. The quarter will get into someone's... Past someone's stomach into the intestines and do damage. Get lodged and fuck up someone's intestines. That is what happens.
Well, that didn't happen.
But, and it does happen where... coin.
I talked to some people about it. They're like, nah, you'll probably just pass it.
People
fine.
Shit it out. People shit out like teeth and, you know, well,
corn.
What's the,
I've shit corn.
I like, think about like in a, like a
yeah,
movie.
But corn goes.
People are like looking
yeah,
for
corn,
shit
man.
For diamonds and stuff. People eat diamonds and can
Those
recover
are
it.
Diamonds. There's not quarters.
Do big fucking even diamonds. Sideways.
Okay. Big obviously, diamonds. It's going to go through sideways.
What if it's like a ring? What if a ring?
Derek, I know you have change. I really need to see you push a quarter through your thumb and finger like this. I want
to
see you do
one long con set up to watch Lane put things in his ass.
Some things just like gulp open, you know?
Your stomach doesn't go.
Is your asshole prolapsed? You can't control it anymore? Your sphincter?
Well, all kinds of control. I want to find out.
You can't open and close your sphincter? Are you prolapsed?
We're talking about the stomach.
What does prolapse mean?
It flops out.
Oh.
Like a
pink sock. Yeah. Don't Google it. Because
you can't. Yeah, actually, I think you guys have told me about this before.
I try to bring it up every day.
You talk about like it happening to a dog or whatever.
It can happen to anything with a butthole. I've got a butthole.
Can you prolapse me? Thank you. Yes. Yes.
Gay.
It's not gay. It's butt stuff. It's not gay. It's, yeah, don't be sure. A homophobe,
all right.
Lane.
All right. All right. I mean,
that's ignorant. That is ignorant, Lane.
Right. I'm sorry.
I just the quarter passing through the stomach's sphincter. Not your butthole sphincter.
Oh, I don't know what Derek's Googling, but it's definitely not what I want.
Welcome to Trash
Talk. Oh, shit, yeah.
Welcome to Trash Talk.
Welcome to Trash Talk. I don't believe you can digest a quarter.
I think you can.
I've done it.
You just told us about how you shit went out.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, playing quarters. I swallowed it in college.
The fact that you swallowed a quarter tells me you got a real loose throat, and I'm interested.
Derek, dude, if you're gulping a beer... You slam it as fast as you can. So you just open up and let it flow.
Yeah.
How did that make you feel?
How did that make you feel?
Well, immediately I go, shit, I think I just swallowed that quarter. And everybody's like, whatever. So we kept playing.
Well, yeah.
And I asked some other people later on. They're like, you'll be fine.
Oh, yeah. The best people to ask are idiot college students.
So you shit it out in the dorms?
I talked to some adults.
You shit it in the dorms?
Yeah.
In the dorms?
Yeah. It was in the halls of Maury.
Maury or
Maury, yeah.
The other one?
Turds in the Deep.
I thought you lived in the tall one.
Bowen.
Yeah.
Bowen?
Bowen.
Bowen? Bowen Hall?
Bowen?
Bowfin? Now I want to make turd puns about the Mines of Moria.
No, it was definitely Moria.
Maury was the cool fucking hall. So that like corner of campus.
They delved too deep.
Basically.
They shit too many quarters.
Yeah. And it was like the farthest away from the fucking parking lot. Especially the freshman parking lot.
Yeah.
That's why we would always cut.
Remember that guy yelling at us that one time?
Through his backyard?
More than once.
Yeah.
If we're being honest.
Well, if you don't have kids in your backyard, don't live next to a school.
Dude, honestly. And they were right next to the parking lot and the school.
So anyways, you can pass a quarter. I did it. I told you I was on the toilet.
Do it again.
And all I hear is...
Do it again. Tink. No, I want you to eat a quarter now and then call me when you have to shit. I want to see it.
And
happen.
Then you know sometimes when you flush and you get little turd specks flush. Yeah. There was change. It's like pennies in there.
Oh, it broke your 25 into 5 nickels.
I'm gonna come.
Give me a quarter, I'll shit nickels. I don't know why.
Why does he have a New York accent?
I have no idea.
I'm gonna come.
Whoa. Oh, last Saturday I was playing Shadowrun tabletop, and I was bored, so I started doing the snake voice from G.I. Joe. We're talking about the new like G.I. Joe crossover Transformers.
Yeah, I'm not that big a G.I. Joe fan, so
I was pretty big as a kid, just like toys.
Yeah, you were
obviously
big.
The fuck is that supposed to mean?
What type of toys, John?
G.I. Joe.
That was just called these days.
You said I was pretty big as a kid.
Oh, big as a kid. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Fuck you.
That's what you said.
Go Joe.
You were a Joe fan?
No, I never really had it. I mean, I watched the show a little bit.
I thought it was older than us. I thought there was a show in the 80s or something that was like really good.
I'm trying to get the voice.
Is it old Joe's?
I don't know. Well, I'm trying to get the voice of the old Cobra, the Cobra Commander. I figured out how to do it a long time ago by saying Illinois with a weird voice. Try saying Illinois with a rasp.
Illinois.
Now tighten up your throat.
No, I'm good.
Illinois. So I spent 5 hours going, yeah, give me a nickel, I'll say something funny. You know, just like, I was stuck. I caught it. I got it. It was great. Better
but
than this one.
You can't do it now.
I can't do it now.
Yeah.
But I was nailing it. I was just ruining the fucking game.
So is it like
it
a Skeletor kind of thing?
It's very close to Skeletor. So think about the resident.
If I had $1 million.
Told me that, I think.
About what?
Huh? I don't know. It happened one time. I don't have it anymore.
No.
No. The fuck? Because Starscream and Cobra Commander, the same voice actor.
But who gives a fuck about G.I. Joe? Why Skeletor are you a fan of G.I. Joe? What did you watch?
Government propaganda.
Dude, all the toys? Yeah. I still have G.I. Joe toys.
So you just had toys, or was there a movie or what?
I think there's
a game.
The show was on for a while. I never really watched it. I didn't give a fuck. I didn't know it was a show before I started buying the toys. Because the show came out in the 80s. Yeah, I started buying toys. Well, 90s. My mother started buying toys, you know, when I was in the 90s.
So. How big is your mom's late toy 80s. Collection?
How big is my what?
Your mom's toy collection. You said she started buying toys in the 80s.
I thought you said titties, because very big. That's why I'm scared of tits now.
Because of mom?
Might need to get that worked out.
I might need exposure therapy. If anyone's out there willing to help me with my phobia.
You might get some takers.
Things might get weird. Will get weird. They'll be weird.
Find them on Trash Talk.
But I was much more...
Email us at trashtalkomaha@gmail.com.
I was much more interested in a Batman at the time, though. G.I. Joe was cool. But
Batman. I had Batman stuff. I had the Bat Lair and the Batwing.
Yes. The Batwing? I'll show you a Batwing. It's so vain.
I never had a Batmobile.
I had the Batman Dark Knight series, I think it was, on the animated series. Batmobile was Art Deco, and it's like all like sleek and long. And then it could deploy like
your mom's toy.
Nice.
Sleek and long.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
And then you could pop out the bat cycle. But the bat cycle had wings because it was a flying bat cycle, and it could shoot a dart. Hmm. And then I immediately got it taken away from me at daycare. Because I shot a kid with a dart.
Of course.
Obviously.
Yeah. I had
the Michael Keaton.
They know like this is too great of a toy. He can't have it.
Damn,
he's not ready.
I might still have that at my parents' house. That was such a cool. That probably what made me like cars when I was a little kid, because this thing looks so fucking cool.
Yeah, every kid loves Batmobiles.
Had the it was all the Michael Keaton stuff. Yeah, so it had his little changing compartment that had a suit in it. You could put the regular Michael Keaton in there, and then it had a spinner, and then it would come out Batman.
Oh yeah, I remember that. It was like a little thing he put on him.
I think I did have a clip on one too.
Yeah. Although that's what it does.
No. So in the Michael Keaton Batman, he has like the storage locker.
Just a different doll that he kept his
bat suit in.
Yeah.
So it had the insignia, yellow and black. And he opened it up, he had his suit, right? So the toy I had, the Bat Lair, the front part was the mansion. And you got to unfold it, and then it was like Bat Lair.
Yeah.
Dude, look at this.
You don't play with the mansion.
Hold on.
So you could take the regular Michael Keaton. So they had like one that was like a sweater or something like that. But you put him in there, and then you could spin it when he closed the door, and when he spun it, then it was like Batman.
Well, how?
Like nice. Because it was like a wall.
So two figures.
It was two figures. Two figures.
Yeah, two figures.
Okay.
Dude, look at that Batmobile.
So you just. Dude, yeah, that's a cool one.
That's Art Deco as fuck. Just like long.
Yeah.
Black.
That's from an animated
hard
show.
Wait, what?
Is that from an animated show?
Yeah. Is this your toy or your mom's toy we're describing?
Yes. Hand me downs.
You guys share your toys.
Hand me downs, man. I gotta, we're frugal.
Are we?
Did you have? Oh, okay. Do you ever have the Power Rangers Green Ranger? Wait, I had the Green
Ranger. No, I didn't have any.
It
Power
may have
Rangers.
Been the middle. Anyway, the switching.
Do you have
thing,
a Megazord?
There was. I had the one with the real control.
You combine
one.
The powers?
No, I didn't have that one. I had the control one.
That was
like,
the best one.
It was like
3 foot
tall with like wheels on it. You plug it in, it's like.
The cool one was when you assembled, and then all the parts that you made to assemble it would then like change shape to their whatever dinosaur whatever version.
Hmm.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. I remember seeing those on TV. Now you say that.
But it had the transformer where it goes to the face and you hit the button on the back of the belt and it would the face would flip over. It was spring loaded, so it would flip over to the mask. That was so like in like 1996, the pinnacle of technology.
Do you still have?
I might still have that.
I had the Mecha Godzilla, like the same thing.
Back again.
Derek's always got the biggest and best. Do you still have
it?
It
wasn't 3 foot tall. Because
it could be good on your shelves. It would look nice on your shelves.
That'd be sweet. Hey, can I bring over some shit to put on your shelves?
I'll have my Legos filling this whole thing up.
I got nowhere to put them.
Why don't you have a place for a shelf?
You've been in my house.
Yeah.
I have no places.
Yeah.
I could put them all around my kitchen and dining room, but then if a girl ever comes over, she goes, oh, you have a kid? No.
You said, though, if.
Yeah, with a big if on that one.
Yeah. Have you thought about... cleaning up the place.
What do you mean cleaning up the
place? Well, putting a shelf up and, you know, something nice on it, though.
There's cleaning up, fixing up, improving, and remodeling. Which one are we talking?
Sounds like you're doing all of those things.
I would say, I don't know, whatever you think is the most important to make it look better.
Because we bought the house to remodel the fucking thing in 2017. Did. And then as soon as we bought it, my wife goes, nah. Okay, what the fuck does nah mean? So, you know, anyway, it's a whole fucking thing. Hey, we're not married, so I have all the freedom to do that to my house, but I don't have the money.
Yeah, now that you finally have the time, no money for it. Money.
Terrible timing.
Pay that man his money.
I mean, I do things super cheap. Hell, I share sex with my mom. Obviously, I'm cheap. You know, I could do things for cheaply, but like cheap.
Stop it. Get some help. Hey,
you started it, okay? I don't want
to. I'm just telling you.
Like, I want to repaint my kitchen. You know, the terrible blue walls I have. Oh, I hate those fucking things. I want to just paint them like this. I like this
color.
That's
an easy weekend project.
No, the paint, though. I don't want to buy the cheapest paint possible because it's going to last a couple years. And my house has a horrible humidity problem. I have to go fix every fucking door frame because the guy that built it is a fucking idiot.
Well, I'm sure it's just shifted.
No, do you know what I'm talking about? So okay, so when you, I'm looking at the door, I'm describing, okay, on a door, it's vertical, drywall.
90 degree angles.
You never put drywall with the door. You put a big header over it and then frame the door drywall because when it gets humid, or anything, or any kind of shift, whatever, you'll just have that crack going up from the side of your door, just all the way to the ceiling, and that's what I have on every single fucking door in my house. It's fucking infuriating. Because I have to go fix all that at some point. That I, indeterminate future. But it looks like dog shit. I hate it so much. He didn't put the fucking the metal corners on the fucking drywall.
You know anywhere?
Anywhere. So there's 90 degree drywall with just dents in it to the fucking stud because there's no fucking metal. Like, what are you doing? This house is not built to code and it bugs the Christ out of me.
Yeah.
I mean, I bought it for the property. Exactly. We're going to upgrade the house. And then, hey, we got new windows. Great.
Honestly, it's more of a property value than anything because the house is going to be worth
it. Dude, the house went up $100,000 over the property. It went up $100,000 since we bought it.
Not the house.
Because of the bullshit. Because of the bullshit market.
Yeah. But it's also a big property.
It is a big property in a pretty good part of town, but still bullshit. I mean, you could demo that house and probably get it for, you know, the same what we paid it for.
You'd probably be smarter to demo the house.
Well, I'm not going to do it because I'm not going to build a fucking house.
Well, I know. But, I'm just saying.
But also the property, I just don't want to, I don't like the idea of someone clear cutting that property.
There's Are you interested in selling?
Not right now.
For $100,000, I'm assuming you'd split it.
If I sold it for $100,000 over what I paid for it, sure. But then I have to find a place to live and put all my crap.
We'd have tens of thousands of dollars.
True point.
Yeah, I know a good real estate agent.
I would talk to a real estate agent and find out, like, is it worth more to try to fix up things in the house properly?
Oh, no, the house is.
Or cheaper to just be like, buy it as is.
The house is fine. Like, no. They're buying the property.
Would you still do anything to the house if they were like, it's not going to help the value of the house?
But I literally signed my refi 2 weeks ago. I'm not going anywhere. At an exorbitant fucking interest rate.
Yeah.
Because I got fucked on that. I'm not going to buy a house. I'm not going to even think about selling and buying until interest rates drop again.
Would you ever consider buying or building your own house on the property?
Yeah. That was a legitimate thought we had.
Honestly, but just do it slowly at a time. Like, put it in a good, really foundation. Work on that for like a couple of years, you know?
I think I bought it because my house is only in the front corner of the property. Then I have a whole acre all around me. And that kind of really sells it for me. Plus, again, right now, it's a non-starter right now, obviously. But at the time, we had thought about it. We also thought about a tiny house. And then modularly adding to the tiny house.
Oh, yeah.
But there's also a lot of structural and foundational issues with that.
You could rent out tiny houses.
I thought about getting a tiny house for Airbnb. But
just like build it in the far corner.
Yeah, but you know? But the price of the house plus getting utilities to it. Fuck. I mean, I'd have to make a lot.
You'd have to plan to just might as well build a lot and put in a big pipe and, you know, all the necessities.
I'd also have to commit to owning that property for another 20 years to get my money back on it too. That's the thing.
I don't know though, man.
Dude, no.
How fast you could build a tiny house and rent them out.
So a tiny house plus utilities came out to 50 G's.
Just one.
Yeah.
But then the next one's probably 10 G's.
Well, I'm not gonna I'm not gonna start a fucking dude ranch in my backyard.
No.
But so let's just say a tiny house with all the utilities of 50 G's to put down, a minimum. Okay.
Yeah. Think of the
investment. Say if I make, say I only do $1,000 a month because I don't want someone, I don't like people on property. That's 50 months. So that's 4-ish years to recoup that.
Yeah.
If I done that one about the house, obviously great.
But think about the property value that would go up having a tiny house on it.
I don't think it would go up. Because it's not utility.
If you were able to make the type of money I was making, you'd be looking at least $25,000
a year. Well, now that I... But also, the house is not convenient.
How many people do you think would Airbnb a tiny house?
In the middle of the woods? What the fuck? Dude, flipping the fuck out. I don't know. I mean, it was a thought.
No, it's travelers. But it was literally traveling a day's through, worth of things. I need a place to sleep. You know? Oh, a tiny house? Cool. You know? I bet it would be fucking booked, man. But you got to clean it every day. Clean a tiny house. Yeah. Like, also, how bad that can that be?
You got a leaf blower?
Yeah.
Get out of your germs. There's also a significant factor of there's a reason I bought a property. It's so no one's around my fucking house.
No, I get that.
No one's around me.
Yeah.
And of course, the dog's out. Christ, those dogs can lose their fucking mind.
But still, you put it in the farthest corner of your property. You could build a fence and another driveway around it, you know?
Because the property that abuts against my back property has a good chunk. They keep a bunch of crap in the back line, but I've seen them there one time, like 4 years ago for a quinceañera. And I went over there and asked them for
taco.
What the fuck were they making? Tamales. They had tamales out, and I was like, I want tamale. And they had no idea what I was saying, so I just left.
They're like, white guy wants a tamale.
I'm sure they want me to fuck off. I mean, I was at the fence line going,
when you get a barter.
I was,
you know,
dude, that smells so fucking good. God. Oh, yeah. That's why I wanted to learn Spanish so I could speak to my neighbors. And I keep forgetting to learn Spanish.
Se me gusta tamale.
Yeah. Dude. What? My new neighbors suck.
I thought I saw you over there talking to them one time.
No, my new neighbors suck.
Yeah, your new neighbors.
Yeah. They're Hispanic.
I thought I saw you talking to them.
Yeah. I mean, I talked to them when they first moved in. I haven't talked to them much since. I pick up so much trash in my yard.
Mexican trash?
I'm sure it's not. It's just.
What? Well, is it
Mexican trash?
Well, sometimes they throw other things out.
Tacos?
Poop rags and shit.
What the fuck, dude? What? Dude.
That's true.
What?
In Mexico, a lot of places don't have...
Yeah, we're not plumbing. In Mexico.
Yeah, but people that come over from Mexico, they're not used to good plumbing.
That's... No.
And they literally... they have to put signs up in some bathrooms and places with a lot of, like... immigrants,
Hispanic,
that tell them you can flush. You don't have to throw your wad on the floor.
Damn.
So that's why I was asking, John.
I don't know, man. That's the first time hearing this.
I didn't know if it was also horrible. Just sometimes you can tell a rapper, oh, this was a tortilla.
Fuck's sake.
So I think this goes along well with another story. Hold on.
So I have, I don't know if it's them, but they also have a lot of family over all the time.
Yeah.
Because they have the big back garage, which is great for parties. Well, then all the next day, my yard will be covered in fucking beer cans and candy wrappers and shit. What the fuck are you doing? Why are you throwing this over my fence? It's a walk to the fence and then throw it over. Like, what the fuck? So I bag it up and I just throw it back at their house.
Yeah, I would.
It's like, what the fuck?
Well, are you sure it was them?
No, it's
the only way.
I don't care.
The only way it could get
it's
there?
It's people that it's on their property throwing shit in my yard. Yeah. There's a 6-foot chain link fence on their side. It's not blowing into my yard.
Honestly, I'm just going to say sometimes that's kind of culturally accepted in some places, you know, to just litter.
This is America.
I know. I agree, man. I hate fucking littering, you know, so.
Oh, boy. I thought that sentence was going in a very different direction. Holy shit. Yeah, the littering.
I don't care who you are, what race you are, whatever. Yeah. You don't be littering.
So the first time I met them, they were at the bonfire in the backyard after a bunch of demo. I walk over there. And then someone, a cousin, goes, oh, yeah, sorry, we threw a bunch of beer cans in your yard. And I go, what the fuck? Why? And then he goes, oh, and then he said, I can't remember what he said, then walked away. And then suddenly he couldn't speak English. I'm like, all right.
Did you throw the beer cans back into his yard?
Oh, yeah. So the next day I found, like, what the fuck? And it wasn't the owner. It was like a cousin of the owner or something. And so then I go, what the fuck? So I go walk my yard. I go, what the? There's just a bunch of crushed Modellos back here. I'm like, it's one thing if I had them. That's fine. But you had them? Fuck you. And I threw them. It was really, and they have the back yard's full of crap. And it's just like, the fuck is going on?
Can's like, still there.
Hardcore like, redneck kind of left my house.
Like,
the kitchen sink garbage? Is still in the backyard. Because they demoed and they redid the whole house.
Okay, so like, yeah.
Like just materials, and they leave a fucking halogen on their backyard all fucking night. It's crazy. I'm just like, my old neighbor was fucking fantastic.
Well, all the more reason to build a little tiny house on the far side, and then you can move in there.
The Airbnb is the big one. Yeah, you go.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, Kevin.
Just spin me round, baby.
So have you guys heard about the latest beverage coming out at 7-Eleven?
Oh, the habit. No, shit.
No.
I scrolled right past it because it looked stupid. It was like, it's like a.
Only?
It's some horrible.
I'll give you a hint. Limp Bizkit.
Oh, it's a.
Lucky?
Guess the flavor.
It's like Doritos something.
Oh, it's hot dog flavored
water.
Yeah,
hot dog flavored water.
Hot dog flavored water.
Ugh.
With all the condiments.
Ugh.
7-Eleven says you can trade out the bun for bubbles.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Yeah.
What?
True story. They have other flavors, too.
How do they...
I mean, there is
going to be lemon, lime, green apple, like and sweet orange flavors.
Is this like a slushy? Or like
no, it's a can.
No, it's a sparkling water.
Like liquid death. Specifically at 7-Eleven?
Picture of it.
Like, you can't get them anywhere else?
The Big Bite Hot Dog Sparkling Water.
At least there's some nutritional value.
It's from the House of Miracles.
There's nutritional value in a 7-Eleven hot dog over this, at least. Because this is just sugar
poison.
It's
part of their seven select series they're coming out with.
It's just sugar poison. A hot dog is just fat and nitrites, but at least there's you know, actually, kind of that might be a toss-up, honestly.
Of what? Is it worse for you?
Which one's better? Because a hot dog is food.
Here's the quote from 7-Eleven.
I would say the hot dog still, because... It's just like cartilage and other...
This is what they say about it. Gone are the days of alternating bites of hot dog and sips of a beverage. Now those on the go can swap the bun for the bubbles.
That's disgusting.
Big Bite Hot Dog Sparkling Water. Hot dog flavored water.
Would you try it?
No.
I would.
You drink hot dog water,
it's not pickle flavored.
Right? You drink hot dog water. Have you drank hot dog water?
No. Before?
Not like for fun.
Oh.
Wait, what?
I specifically...
Do you pour yourself a cup of hot dog water after you boil your hot dogs?
A thermos with hot dogs in it, you know? I've never done like that.
Fucking what the fuck?
Dude,
are you talking about?
There's a possibility.
You know, like the fucking coffee thing with the lid on top?
What the fuck?
Hot that's like someone's lunch on construction sites. It's a couple of hot dogs in my thermos, dude. That's a fucking thing.
It's like broth.
And then you drink the hot dog.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
I've seen people.
Holy shit! No, you're putting me on.
I've taken them hunting before.
No,
I don't believe you. I know I have.
That's fucking insane. That is the most insane shit I've heard in a very long time. Hot dogs in a thermos, and you drink the hot dog water. It's not ramen broth. It's hot dog water.
Yeah, but when you're cold, sitting in a deer stand,
sip it on hot dogs.
Sipping on hot dogs.
It's a thing, you guys. Not doesn't come from a chocolate starfish.
It sounds like Lane's drank hot dog flavored water.
Not sparkling water. No. I would try. Would you guys not try this?
So this might also be an April Fool's
joke. That's a very good possibility.
So, but they kind of talk about this a little bit, and it sounds more or less like, so they do have like these legit flavors
it's
that they're for sure going to have.
News.
On April 1st, they're going to announce the availability
of
hot dog flavored water.
Yeah, it's a joke.
They're
so they might have a limited release of like, I don't know, go find 100 bottles, or, you know, there's 100, whatever number you want to assign, scattered wherever. You know, you go find them, probably pay a premium for it.
Oh,
so make a quick fucking buck in a limited series
fucking
just
marketing
to kick off the rest.
Why
of the 7-Eleven
need to market?
Well,
they're the only choice.
Game.
That's
but,
why.
Yeah, but you'll go to 7-Eleven because it's the closest thing.
I thought it would be something more.
Well, fuck, you don't go to 7-Eleven because you want to go to 7-Eleven.
Partnered with 7-Eleven.
So this is now they're partnered with the brand Miracle Seltzer. Limp Bizkit has no involvement with this at all.
Is that a real?
That's why they didn't call it Hot
Miracle Seltzer. Is that a real company?
Ooh.
What are they? What are
it's
they
like Bunty Soap Company?
Well, they're working with 7-Eleven. I hope they're a real fucking company.
Well, I don't know. You're reading an article. I don't know where it's at.
Yeah, but it might also be just a ploy.
It seems like this is all fake news just to work up some buzz.
Yeah.
Should we make this stuff, you know?
Like Bunty Soap Co. Company.
No, I don't know what Bunty Soap is.
Like fake soap? No, fake company. Enhance.
What is it?
Enhance.
Is that what it's from? Okay, yeah. I knew.
Yeah. That's a deep cut. I know.
There's a website for Miracle Seltzer.
It looks kind of fake.
It's owned by Miracle Whip.
It goes straight to the hot dog. Green Apple? Cool. House of Murder?
Oh, I thought it said murder. Three limited edition flavors designed for 7-Eleven by yours truly, Miracle Seltzer.
So what's the other
Green
ones?
Apple, lemon, lime, and orange.
Those sound great, but not
the
hot
you can
dog,
get the
but...
shirts. Hoodie that says mercy. Oh, there's some drunk girl.
What? Yeah, go ahead.
No, this is some picture of somebody. Miracle Fall Winter 2022 Faith Collection. Maybe these are clothes.
This seems kind of like
with seltzer
a
water.
A quickly put together website.
Are you
though?
Sure this is seltzer water
I don't
or
know
not a
how
Christian
real it is. Buy some. Use the
I'm
cart.
Not buying anything.
just put in your cart and see what happens.
Yeah, what's up? Check the.
No. Don't trust that shit. What
big bite. Is that what it says? Big bite.
Again, it might be flavor. An April Fool's Day joke to drum up interest. They very well might have these flavors.
Oh, I guarantee some company has made it and served it to an executive and like, we can't release this, can we? Let's, set up a fake story.
What would
Fred
Durst do?
Now, I'm just thinking about this guy walking, like, get a meeting and has a seltzer. It's like, well, what is this? It's a very interesting flavor. It's my piss. Why'd you feed me piss? April Fools. Stick with me now. And they trick all of America into drinking piss.
But it's hot dog?
Hot dog piss! Hot dog flavored piss!
Yeah,
I had that on my birthday.
Yeah, that's a good. You had hot dog, 12 hot dogs or whatever.
Yeah, I ate 20 hot dogs on my birthday.
20?
Yeah.
Oh my god!
I thought it was a solid dozen.
Yeah, I lied.
Was it a baker's dozen? No.
Is it make a baker's dozen there? Yeah. In hindsight, I should have just got the sushi tray from Sam's.
Probably would have been way healthier.
Yeah, probably would give me a sodium headache. Anyway. That was
so happy. That was then. This Zombie is Jesus Day for those that practice the faith.
Hail Satan!
Zombie Jesus.
Hail Satan!
Oh, you gotta add that.
Hail
to the
Satan!
Yeah, add that to the drops.
Oh, yeah, I do.
We all say it together. One, two, three.
Hail Satan!
I like turtles.
Real quick, speaking of birthdays, are we gonna do a makeout birthday party or what?
Some point. Yeah.
A makeout birthday party?
Some point.
Yeah, I've
the farther
been,
away we get
I've
from the birthday,
been,
the less
I've been
it means.
Focusing on my camping trip next weekend, so.
Oh, for the
I
clips?
I haven't been doing, yeah. I've been packing my hiking bag in and out like a whole bunch
well,
of different times.
Do you
want to
like just hold on? Like, you'll hold your action until Niobrara and have your birthday in Niobrara? Because I'll bring a cake.
I mean, we don't need to celebrate a birthday, really. It's probably someone. It's Chase's birthday at Niobrara. It's like a week before his birthday.
I just need an excuse to bring a whole cake. Camping.
There you go. Yeah.
Well, good luck with all the bugs and insects and raccoons.
I'll punch each of them. Also, the
leave
cake has a lid.
Yeah, that has to stay in like a cooler in the vehicle.
It's a although, it's
or
it's,
a lockable cooler.
Oh, God damn it! The cake isn't going to last more than a day.
And my cooler's pretty fucking cold, and it's got latches on it.
No, I'm just saying because we're going to eat a lot of cake. I'm eating a lot of cake, or it's going to get thrown or bugged
John
out.
John just wants an excuse to bring cake.
Yes, I want. Because I can't just buy a cake.
So I didn't plan any party for myself because I was focusing on my own trip. It's kind of my birthday trip, okay? So
birthday trip.
Birthday okay. trip. I don't know, a month later. Either way.
Speaking of water, have you guys heard about
the fuck?
Liquefaction
hot
of dead bodies drained into sewers and fed back to you?
Okay.
Drink what? My soul.
That sounds gay as fuck.
Yeah. So it's actually been going on for some time now. Bodies are liquefied in a process called water cremation or aquamation.
Dune did that.
It's environmentally friendly, and pretty much any atrocity can now be committed as long as it's deemed environmentally friendly by the brainwashed climate change cult that we all know is really a front for the depopulation of the world agenda.
What site is this on? God, because this
this is a Twitter post, and they have they have a bunch of links to information about this.
Wow.
Supposedly, Wisconsin Senate approves bill to dissolve dead bodies and dump them in the sewer.
That took such a left turn. So this
is
on
LifeSite News. I don't know what LifeSite is, but it's got an American flag on it.
You know it's good.
No, I don't want to sign up.
Say.
Oh, fuck.
Alkaline hydrolysis or water cremation, which involves liquefying the human body and dumping remains in the sewage system, is already approved in 20 states. This just came out
but this May 13th, like criminals.
2021.
This is what they want to do with criminals' bodies and shit, you know?
Death penalty. So the senators approved a bill earlier this week allowing dead bodies to dissolve, blah, blah. Into the sewage it goes. Bill, Senate Bill 228, authorizes a practice called alkaline blah, blah, hydrosis, water cremation, liquefies the body.
What's wrong with regular cremation?
Doesn't matter how they do it, but it's a mixture of water, heat, and chemical agents, leaving only bones behind. Liquids that dump into sewage system or boiled off. And bones can be crushed and deposited in an urn.
Huh. Gross.
Yeah.
Also, why? Is there a cost benefit over cremation?
I'm not sure. I mean,
ew. I'd rather do the pod thing. Like, I want to, like, I'm actively, like, that's planning on is the tree pod.
Tree?
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, that's the perfect way to.
Yeah.
What are you, that's perfect nutrients. What the fuck?
No, I get it.
What's his name from the pilgrims that we made the story up about? The Indian.
Squanto.
The story made up there, but he talks about putting the dead fish around the corn.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the why and the question.
I want to be a fossil.
Senator Patrick Teston, Republican, Stevens Point, who sponsored SB 2028, argued for the measure as a means to promote consumer choice. Quote, at a hearing for the bill, he said that Wisconsin funeral directors are receiving more and more requests for flameless or water cremation. I believe in allowing consumer choice, and if consumer chooses flameless cremation, I would like to empower Wisconsin funeral directors in the means to fulfill that choice. There's been a huge fight with the Catholic Church saying you're desecrating the body more or less.
Oh, the Catholic... sorry, I don't know where I'm going with that.
They might be undercutting the Catholic Church in cremations. And it's being like, cornered.
No. Catholic Church is not allowed cremation. That's their point.
Well, that's true. Then why do they care about water specifically?
Because it's just a new thing.
What if it was holy water?
Exactly.
That's funny. I'm literally wearing a shirt called The Congregation. That's fucking hilarious. Apropos of...
Is it? There's a lot of congregations. They don't all have to be.
It's Lamb of God. It's a merch. Don't worry about it. It's
Christian.
The band, Lamb
it's
of God.
Band?
No.
Well, I'm confused.
The metal band, Lamb of God.
Are they Christian?
No.
What's this?
Well, why'd you bring it up?
Because it's funny. Talking about Catholics.
California,
sure
I guess, also passed right. this
Satan.
Measure.
Hail Satan!
California
Derek,
did it.
Derek, you didn't say it.
Hail Satan!
Thank you. God, I thought you were going to be fucking... Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Jeez.
I have to stab you. I have to sacrifice you.
I was ready to get the goat head out.
So what do you guys
think?
Go
ahead and butt plugs.
You think this is just like crazy propaganda? Supposedly this section is in bills to give people this option.
I can see because it's pretty resource intensive to burn a body. That's
I suppose you have to use chemicals or whatever.
There's an article about turning them into human compost.
Yeah, the compost thing.
That's what I want to do. I want to be composted and have a tree planted.
So you were focusing on that. We talked about that.
So
30 seconds ago.
Did you hear I want to be a fossil? Can you put me in a peat bog?
Just fly you to Ireland and just get in there.
Well, I don't know.
Carly wants to be
just some
thrown
sand.
Into the ocean for sharks to feed upon her. And I was like, well, I mean, like, chum?
Can we at least...
I go, well, I wouldn't prefer to be chum, but if it comes down to that, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Does that mean we can just, like, drop her on the back of a C-130 just...
It's illegal to cross state lines with a dead body.
Unless you have permits.
Well, we'd ship it there.
Yeah, ship it. UPS.
Yeah, illegally.
What could Brown do?
That's why you have to chop
just
it up.
Put it in an Amazon return bag.
Take it, chop
you
it
have
up.
To chop it up, and if anyone asks,
chum.
That's just our fish bait. No, we're going to go fishing.
I'm transporting chunks fish of Carly. Bait across. If you got busted with that, they were like, this is human tissue. I mean, you're not just going to jail.
You're like,
you're going to be locked up in a loony bin.
White collar resort.
Well, if
they have conjugal visits,
if she puts that in her will, I think you could get special permissions. You know,
yeah. Well, they're like, what species are you chumming the sharks with? Loud bitch.
Jeez.
The joke because Carly would laugh if she was here.
Because there's a fish called loud bitch.
I didn't know that. I don't believe you.
No, there definitely is not.
But Carly knows.
Carly identifies as a loud bitch. So, yeah.
I think she'd be fine. Hey, she wore a bowling ball that said Contras on it. So, yeah, she can't get mad at me for calling her a noisy bitch.
What? LGBTQLB?
What?
LGBTQLB?
What?
YMCA?
Why?
Loud bitch.
Oh. LB at the end. No, she wanted. She only reason, only way she would go bowling is if she had a custom bowling ball that said Contras on it.
And she got it?
No.
Oh.
And I'm
that's her birthday gift this year.
And you're gonna get it for her?
Then go. Then just what the fuck? It's bowling. Just everyone wants to go bowling. Just go bowling.
She doesn't like touching other balls.
Germaphobe.
Yeah, Derek, how's that going for you?
She'll touch my balls.
Or, oh, okay. Or put it in her finger and hold.
We'll shower together.
Yeah, how's she that knows going?
My level of.
Is she bowling ball you?
Does she put
fingers in you?
No.
She hasn't grabbed hold.
Shit.
She's still just palming it.
Listen, I guess you gotta save it for marriage, I guess.
I don't know why that was funny.
But, it was funny.
Weren't you trying to get everyone going bowling a while ago?
They went last year for DJ's birthday, they went like micro bowling, which I missed. Or mini bowling.
I played that.
I missed that.
Yeah, I've only done that like a couple of times.
But no, I mean, I haven't gone bowling in a long time. Hell, I still have my shoes and ball from high school because I was super fucking cool in high school.
I have a ball, but I don't use it.
Yeah, same here. I know where it is.
I have my grandpa's old bowling ball.
Playing with the grandpa's balls! All right.
Is it blue?
Had to yell.
Blue?
Is no.
It
blue? No, no. It's like from the 60s. It's just black.
Oh, they didn't like that in the 60s.
Big old black, like lead weight.
Lead weight. Leadfield bowling ball.
It probably is.
You lick your fingers after
it's pretty heavy for me. I like to play with like a 12-pound ball.
Yeah.
I know that's pretty light.
Yeah.
But this one's like 16.
Bitch!
It's a huge fucking difference.
Wow.
Yeah, my dad's bowling ball is 16. I got a 14. It's like that was my sweet spot.
Yeah, 12 is my sweet spot.
I don't even think I liked using 12s.
I like to throw it up kind of high.
Oh, you're one of those assholes that whips it all the way down?
I don't like throw it up. Sometimes it might get away from me and go a little high, but no, mine's not too bad. I mean, it's like, you know, loud, but it's not like obnoxious.
It would be if you used a 16.
Yeah, I can't throw it up that high. Yeah, it's a 12
bitch.
I can.
Yeah, he's a weak bitch.
That's why you now that you have your down at the 12, you start using the 16 and it'll get that sweet spot where you won't be able to throw it high.
Yeah, but
once
you
know. I get a lot of what do they call it, Broadway. So on the left side, you know.
Really?
So I have to get the speed down with it right.
How aren't you right hand? Are you right or left hand?
I line up almost in the other lane.
Oh, sick.
And I throw a curve.
Pretty interesting.
And it's a huge fucking curve. I mean, I literally start in the other lane.
That's nuts.
Yeah, he's kind of a dick when he bowls.
I wait and I have my manners and people go and I'm not in the other lane exactly, but pretty fucking close.
Fuck, like, yes, I want to go bowling. God damn it. I want to go bowling now.
No.
Why not? You like bowling?
I do.
Then go bowling.
Well, let's go bowling. I haven't been to Chops in a while.
What's waiting tomorrow night?
Busy.
Yeah, oh, how convenient.
Well, yeah, I'm doing my dad's fucking thing tomorrow.
You know what? Bowling is probably the absolute worst thing I can do at the moment, so let's not do that. Actually,
oh, yeah, your shoulder.
Let's just pause on that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's probably not smart.
There you go. Maybe you just need the little mini bowls.
Anyway.
So, I have an eerie story for you. So you guys heard about
corn?
The attacks, terror attacks in Moscow, right?
Yeah.
Is it like a playhouse or something like that, opera?
Yeah.
So Putin acknowledges it was radical Islamists. They claim themselves to be ISIS and some other fucking acronym or some shit. Did you hear about the guys when they came in that they've captured so far into the courthouse?
Oh, my God. Yeah, dude.
They were beat the fuck up.
Damn.
One guy had his ear cut off and then force-fed to him.
Jesus. What?
Yeah.
Did you miss the part where Russia doesn't fuck around?
I mean...
Have you seen Spetsnaz training?
So they're calling for death penalties to these people.
Well, of course.
I mean, this is also just like a power move, though, isn't it? Just showing how ruthless they are and shit. This is like the news that
gets out.
This
is what every American wanted to do in 2001. Every single American wanted to find everyone responsible for 9/11 and force feed them their ears.
True.
Kick them in the balls until they're a powder.
Very true.
This is exactly what. So
I don't.
This is doing is bolstering the far right into liking Russia more.
They're Ukraine though.
It was Ukrainian
ISIS.
People?
What? It was
ISIS.
Yeah, I forgot that.
Jesus.
Do you think this is some deep state shit where they're in collusion with the Russians?
I can see how
and Russia's like, we're gonna do some social engineering.
Yeah, I can see how this is a big play.
This is how we take care of things in Mother Russia.
Right. 100%. Yeah, this is exactly what this music is. Yes.
So here's what one of the videos was. Suspect named, I'm going to butcher this, Raka Balizoda.
That's racist.
Wow, Derek. You went there. You
racist.
Huh? How? What?
God damn, dude.
I don't know how to do an Islamic sounding voice or say Middle Eastern.
No, that's Jewish. Never mind.
Now, that's not the someone else has crossed the line.
So, no, I was trying. I was trying to do a little thing.
He spits as he's fed his own ear in this one video that they recorded it all and released it publicly.
But what did they do?
So they cut his ear off. So they were torturing suspects, including one suspect being subjected to electrical shocks to his genitals.
Nice.
It's all on video.
Enhanced interrogating. Don't act like America didn't do it. It's punishment. America also did it.
So yeah, this one dude had a large bandage attached to the side of his head.
American?
No. Where is your head right now? Do you know what we're talking about?
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Russia and the ISIS guy.
That did.
Feeding a
that
fucking...
Did. What did they do?
That's what I don't know. That's what I asked. What did this guy do to Russia exactly?
He was a terrorist that killed 80 people at the fucking opera house.
That's the guy that they got?
We're still on that topic from 2 seconds ago, yes.
Well, I have not followed the opera house.
We just said.
I haven't really followed that story. I remember hearing about it now.
Oh, good. Looks like Lane's in outer space.
Well,
here's a picture of the guy that had his ear ripped off and force-fed to him.
Oh,
God, I think
and
me a video.
Who did it exactly?
The Russians.
The Russians.
Yeah, just someone on the fucking street?
No.
Military?
All right. Time the fuck out. Let's back the fuck up. We are talking about the Russian terrorist attacks done by now ISIS that has claimed it. They have caught 4 of them and they went to court. In court, they have been beat to shit. And now we're finding out what all they did to them.
Electrical genital shock therapy.
And Derek is proposing that as a psyop to get American, well, for,
John
for me,
brought it up.
American right wingers to be more on Russia's side than they already are.
There have
they
been a lot of Republicans that have been bankrolled by Russia in their campaigns through shell companies. I mean, that's been proven. A bunch of them have been coming out here recently.
And I guess this whole story was new to me, though, so sorry.
Because this is exactly what I wanted to do to Osama bin Laden in 7th grade, was catch him, torture him,
and
kill
we
him.
Did, though. That's what I was also trying to say.
No, we just shot him
Guantanamo
twice.
Bay, though. We tortured a bunch of fucking people.
Bay. That's just
but that was all in the name of 9/11.
That's a whole different
people were looking for Osama bin Laden. It's like, let's torture everyone until they fucking tell us.
I might as well.
Here's a Time Magazine article called How Putin Co-opted the Republican Party.
I bet this is going to be
This just
biased.
Came out in February this year.
It's got to be totally objective.
Yeah, I'm not interested in that.
Time?
But auto is that the Russians fucked up these terrorists, and I just like, yes, let's do that. Fuck! But I don't want to side with Russia, obviously.
Well, it's going to be Russia and China together. So it's going to be...
They're not having a good relationship right now.
Oh, see, I haven't heard that at all.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
that's what they wanted
to surprise. Yeah, I would say that's what I would say, too.
Good point.
They're neighbors, and they've been getting along fine for a while.
Yeah, but it's commies versus commies, and the Chinese nationalism
is
strong.
But your enemy's enemy, you know, is my friend.
Yes.
They have a common enemy.
Yeah, but the big difference is Russia doesn't... I'm sure they get money from America in some fashion. China's economy is so dependent on America, they'll probably not directly involve themselves with a American conflict.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, Taiwan's is a whole different bag of shit. But the point is, two superpowers are probably not going to attack America. One, because, you know, Russia, well, we can see what's happening with Russia. China's so dependent on the American economy, it will not attack. Why would it bite the hand that feeds? It makes no fucking sense.
That's a good point, yeah.
It makes no sense. The top 1% can go, well, we know what's going on, and everyone else can go, China,
once they
one.
Become the superpower, though, China will be number one soon.
China's already a superpower. Like the superpower.
But over America?
It's insane.
For
Dude,
sure.
Holy shit.
Well, then what happens when they stop trading in American dollar?
We put a lot of money, though, on our fucking
they
military.
Will. They have the BRICS, dude. Russia
they,
and Brazil and
do,
fucking...
Do you know how much money I've given China in the past 6 months?
Well, you might have...
Because they make all the stuff.
You still buy it in dollars. They'll still accept dollars.
Dollars
but
aren't the thing.
It's it's the fucking government or the world money. Is dollars right
they,
now.
They still
if it
they
turns
still
into
depend,
something else...
They still depend on American...
Value.
Products being manufactured.
We're still by
China.
Far the number one economy in the world.
Sure. Well, yes. Yes. That, okay.
Yeah, even if that money is not percolating down amongst the population, right, as you would still, expect. But
just all I'm saying on the point is there's not going to be China and Russia versus America. It's going to be Russia versus America and China helping.
I get this. Okay. So how is Russia is not a fan of ISIS, but
no one's a fan of ISIS.
Is there any connections with Russia and Hamas?
Why do
possibly because they did
well because I thought that, Hamas and like no, Iran or something no, or was, I, no, we, Iran we, is funding Hamas
no we funded Iran in the 80s
Russia and Hamas yeah, Iran are growing Hamas. Closer the Kremlin purports to take a hard stance on terrorism yet since the massacre in southern Israel carried out by Hamas militants October 7th is only grown closer to the group despite the killing of 16 Russian nationals and even as Muscovites laid flowers at Israeli embassy. The Kremlin declined to condemn Hamas's actions, expressing only grave concerns. So, I mean, they're not saying they're siding with Israel, and they're somewhat sympathetic, I guess. Mm. So
I feel like that's how we'll really go to war with Russia.
Well, that
is through that. Well, because they're like.
Well, we've been back in Israel since.
Well, that's in conflict though. If Russia is giving us media influence, although they want to get certain people in power. So that we would maybe take the same point of view of supporting Hamas.
They just want us to crumble from within. They're trying to sow division.
No,
that's all. Yes,
with the whole Israel thing, America's been backing Israel since 1950. What? Eight?
America's just got since it was created.
Yeah, in 1958 or something. Yeah. The 50s. Yeah. So we've been backing Israel for a long, long time. At the point that we go, well, we just have to now, even though they are themselves terrorizing the region. So IDF videos we've are done. Fucking
They've
terrifying.
Just like followed what we've done Fuck. When we go to war, dude.
Right. So the Hamas thing, but Hamas is
it's really just an extension of us. We wanted to go to war, so we used Israel for our fucking
That's America's literally
undercover
based on
base.
War.
You know,
yeah. America.
It's called a revolution.
So being Hamas being backed by Russia is a very real possibility, but it's more like Iran is letting Hamas operate. And then, is Russia funding Iran or Hamas? You know,
I'm sure money's getting
to. It's a lot easier to funnel money through a nation to a terrorist organization than to a terrorist organization. It's all fucked, and they don't.
Well,
if they're not worried, if they're not threatening America, I don't give a fuck at this point. I just don't
send in the world police.
I have no fuck. Yeah. All right. Anyway. The whole thing is fucked.
Why are we talking about this?
I don't know.
But because the guy ate his own ear.
Oh, yeah, he ate his own ear. Yeah. Oh, yeah, fuck ISIS. That's what it was.
It was an eerie story.
Yeah. Hey, did you see my story?
It's alive.
It's alive.
What is alive?
Say it right.
It's alive.
Microbes survived inside giant cave crystals for up to 50,000 years.
Wait, what?
Adrian! So, yeah, read it again.
Yeah, what?
Microbes survived inside giant crystals, cave crystals, for up to 50,000 years.
Oh, that's
Here's a
good.
Picture of
the
giant
Mexican
cave
caves.
Doesn't this only be exposed every so often because it's usually filled with like highly toxic water?
Yeah, I don't think people have been back into it since.
They did that special discovery like fucking years ago on it.
Yeah. That's so goddamn cool.
I mean, I'm sure they have been back in since, but they don't allow.
This came out in 2017, probably the same time they had this special.
Well. I just like recently saw this and I was like, what the fuck? How come I never heard about this? But it's the extremophiles, the ones that like are underneath the ocean, like near the volcanoes, not
so
jets or whatever.
I see that and I'm like, space sci-fi! Oh!
But fucking microbes living inside of crystals.
These are massive crystals of calcium sulfate and they live inside of fluid pockets inside of these crystals.
A while ago, they were pulling Arctic core samples, and there was bacteria.
The same thing.
And I'm just like,
but
no.
A lot of that bacteria hasn't been like unfrozen for like 10,000 years. I think there's some of it that's been like millions of years. You know.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, but it's.
Yeah, that's probably
still scary.
Even more terrifying than stuff like that.
Have you seen Future War on Amazon?
Yeah.
Is
that where the Chris Pratt. He goes? Yeah, the future's daughter.
They base that off of finding these creatures in ice. That's the worst case scenario. Yeah, worst case scenario there.
Well,
but microbes is like a disease which like
would be just as similar. And, take humans out,
and so then people from 1,000 or 1,000,000 years ago are gonna America us. by bringing plague to people that aren't immune to these plagues.
Oh,
white people.
It wouldn't be. It would just been like a microbe that landed before humans, though. Probably.
Even. I'm making a reference to what white people did to natives.
Oh, I see.
White tardigrade's still my favorite extremophile.
Tardigrades are dope.
I don't think they are extremophiles, Waterbear. Are they?
Fuck yeah.
I thought they were everywhere. Sick.
Yeah, pretty much they can survive space.
They can survive.
Okay, yeah, they that's survive. True. That is true. But like most extremophiles.
Panspermia. Oh, yeah.
So?
They can survive the wastelands of space, land on another planet, and
start life.
Start life. Panspermia.
Oh, he's down.
I'm going to come.
Gay?
Yeah, that sounds like more of a gay thing. Dude, come on.
Is it?
It's. No, that's not the right.
You're calling something gay?
Oh, fuck you!
What? You did?
Because I.
Stop it. Get some help.
God damn it, Wayne.
All right, so have you guys heard about the grift from God?
The Catholic Church?
God
Trump endorsed Bibles.
Oh, fuck off. Made in China. This is insane.
A Trump Bible. It should have a book of Trump in it, too.
Trump is selling God Bless the USA Bibles for $59.99 as he faces mounting legal bills.
Damn, that's a steal.
Yeah. There was a Reddit.
I mean, the shoes were a good idea. No. Shoes were cool. Like
racist.
There's like shoe collectors, you know? Are there really Bible collectors?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Trump Bible collectors?
You're from the... Go home and honestly, throw a rock.
I only knew,
and go find someone who collects Bibles.
I only knew one person that had fucking bookshelves of Bibles. But he was a pastor. So it made sense.
Oh, surprise.
Yeah.
My parents still have on their house on display. Display, it's on a fucking shelf. A 200-year-old Bible.
200? Was it in the family or something long?
Yeah, that's something.
A family original from Germany. It's really cool.
I get that. You can have like maybe
Does it have satanic imagery in it?
I hope so. I've never opened it. It's never been opened. Because if you open it, it'll probably disintegrate.
Do you guys keep it like in a sealed environment?
No, it's just chilling on a shelf. It's on its back. I mean, it's flat. On a shelf, and you can watch it just like deteriorate. Like I grew up watching this thing just deteriorate.
Like when the light beam hits just right, and you can see all the fucking flakes coming off it.
Probably. Oh. I mean, like I said, it was just sitting there.
Well, what happens when your parents die and give it to you?
Probably.
I think it's a satanic Bible.
It's pretty fucking cool.
It's a satanic Bible.
Why would you try to get it like evaluated? Antiques Roadshow. Because
it's a original family Bible. My great, who fucking knows?
Are you worried about what's in it?
No, because it's just words and none of this makes any sense. It's cool. It's just
Carly can speak and read German.
Great.
It could be a Satan book.
Hail Satan!
Hail Satan. The Germans don't fucking worship Satan.
Well, the Nazis did, you idiot.
Did they?
You missed that?
Did they?
Are you fucking serious?
They were
socialist. Good
not
fucking
Satanist.
Yo, dude, are you serious right now? Do you not know about Hitler's obsession with the occult?
Yes, he was in love with Lucifer, the Lightbringer. I get it. Yeah.
They were tasked with finding proof of Nordic descent across the planet. And they never fucking found it.
Well, they were looking, so there's the Caucasus Mountain Range, which I think is like north of India or something like that, was supposedly in these old documents and stuff said to be the origin of white man. Or at least
the Aryan race.
Yeah, the Aryan race.
Yeah. But it's like, isn't that like, aren't they all connected to Indian people through that way? The Caucasians did like,
what was that group you always hung out with?
So the group was called the Anunnabe. Ancestral Heritage is a translation. Pseudoscience organization, which was active in Nazi Germany between 35 and 45. It was established by, Reichsführer SS Heinrich Himmler.
Himmler.
Yeah, you know that name.
Do I?
In July 35, as a SS appendage devoted to the task of promoting racial doctrines espoused by Adolf Hitler, Nazi Party. The Anunnabe, God, that's hard to say, was composed of scholars and scientists from a broad range of academic disciplines and fostered the idea that the German people descended from an Aryan race which was racially superior to other groups. Hitler became Chancellor of Germany in 30... Oh, but this is going to be a long one. I'm not going
to... Okay, I'm done.
But...
With that. But that's...
So...
Just because they thought it was...
I mean, this is superior. Their symbol. I mean, I hate it that that's very runic. Cool. I hate how runic this is.
I'm pretty sure it's true that we are related from, like, the Caucasian Mountains into India. There was, like, a root race.
Well, Caucasus Mountains.
Caucasian is one thing. Aryan is a very different thing. Because it's the same. As people go... Okay.
They're from Atlantis, John.
The fucking Christ. What I'm going to bring up is not much better, but my theory. But my theory.
All white people have origins from Atlantis?
No, not all.
But now that reinforces my theory of the Blasians that are taking over with the Asians with fat asses. The black Asians. That happened a millennia ago where all the people were coalescing.
Yeah, Atlantis was a multicultural hub of a lot of people.
So we are repeating now Galactic our Empire. Homogenization of humanity with fat-assed Asians.
Mm.
And I'm so excited to be alive.
Yeah, it is a good time.
But so that would make sense, though. So if all of humanity originated from one spot on Earth, I find that highly unlikely. But also, it was so fucking long ago. It's really hard to trace it. Chris, you can barely trace.
Well, and there's been cycles. You know, they obviously have. Oh, yeah. They know there's the one time humans got down to like 8,000 or something ridiculous. Maybe it was 80,000.
I think you're right. It was less than 10,000. I think they believe.
Yeah,
really.
And they can
tell. There's a bottleneck in our genome.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Holy shit.
But that also coincides with all these cultures that were like digging holes into the ground and shit for living in there.
That was like underground 80,000 years ago that happened again.
No, I think that was around 10,000 years ago or so. No.
Well, now you're basing this off the fucking Netflix show. The one
that
they
think it went down that mum was like 80,000. But
makes sense. It's nice and cool down there.
Think about it, it would happen a couple of times though.
So we've had multiple chuds. We may have had multiple...
Asteroids?
No, multiple generations of chuds. Cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers.
Oh, I don't. Maybe. I think sometimes you take animals with you underground. You know.
Well, that's for sex.
Well, no, you still got to procreate with something.
Trying to make some human cow hybrid.
Yeah, I don't think it works that way. Oh. Bust out inside of a goat all you want.
Oh,
still just a goat.
Oh, the goats. I was going the other way. So I was trying.
Well, I don't know. You could experiment. You never know what you.
I'm trying real hard. I've never had a horse baby.
But here's the thing: is you can't have a baby in general.
Wait, what?
Even if a man came in your ass, hey, or does come in your ass.
Hey,
what?
That's not PC, bro.
So Darren Kuyu, which what is like the biggest one we found so far. That one they think was around 780 to 1180 CE.
That's not the last.
What was the
1,000 years ago? So,
what was the percentage you got down to though?
Well, no. The bottleneck.
Yeah. What would you just look at?
Yeah. What were you looking
underground
at?
Underground cities.
Oh,
Darren Kuyu is the biggest one we found so far.
Yeah, yeah. That's the one in Turkey.
Like two or three other ones.
Yeah, it's like three cities all in one.
Have you looked at the Ark? Have you watched any of Mini Minuteman's videos at all?
I have. I find him very annoying.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, because you don't agree.
No, that's not true. I do not like the way he tears apart an argument when just like
factually. 2000 BC is when they think how old Darren Kuyu is.
Okay. That's not that old.
Like, because I watched some Graham Hancock ones, like just because Graham Hancock has like made an argument about something and doesn't have the exact evidence, like he can't date it because they're not letting him date the tooth in the rock. Okay. That means that it's not make sense.
How what am I looking up right now?
The bottleneck.
Bottleneck of humankind when that happened.
Yeah. So you're watching it with bias.
No. I went in with an open mind, man. But also
watch it with bias.
No, I did not. I said I don't like the way he tears apart an argument.
An argument that doesn't
have speculation.
So this bottleneck they believe happened between 930 and what? No, this doesn't make sense.
Ow.
Results show that human ancestors went through a severe population bottleneck with about 1,280 breeding individuals between around 930,000 and 813,000 years ago. The bottleneck lasted about 117,000 years and brought human ancestors close to extinction.
That was a lot longer ago than I thought.
That's a boo boy.
That was like early on. That probably got rid of a couple other hominid races or species too, you know?
Yeah, but in that period, though, they're like, no, we have to stay in this cave and fuck for humanity. Don't leave.
Maybe.
These people just spend 100,000 years banging in caves.
It's crazy, too, because there was so much crossbreeding, too. Like, the Denisovans and Neanderthals, human Homo sapiens, are all different species, but they could interbreed.
No homo.
And they probably did. No, they're just a little erect. And there's the hominid ones, you know, the hobbit ones.
So they say that our population went from about 100,000 to 1,000 people.
Wow.
So when I say like that 12,000, whatever, that was a specific number that this guy's model predicted would have happened mathematically based on these, what do they call it? There's something like 30,000 or 3,000 like present day human genomes.
Wow.
And through reverse sequencing, I guess, of that stuff.
Wow.
They predicted that it was between 100 and 10,000 roughly. But he gave a specific number of 1280.
Now, Derek, can you go back to the Darren Q?
Darren Kuyu?
No, and, and see how many people could that fit? Because it was like 100,000, I thought.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's between 80,000 and 100,000.
Okay.
Was it?
Yeah.
So it could have just been that, you know? People could have been living in there. But that's 800,000 years ago.
Yeah, that's a big difference.
Well, if it was...
How do we get that to happen again?
They say humans' ancestors.
How do we get that happen? How do we get that bond to happen again? Because if there's less dudes, there's less competition. That's what I'm saying.
There's less dudes, there's less women.
I'll repopulate the planet.
That might be my only choice. Women will be a fucking hot commodity.
Yeah, but you can't
repopulate into your hand.
I have a wastebasket that disproves that, sir.
Have you ever seen...
a cum basket? Or is it a cum bucket?
Ew.
Have you seen the Twisted Metal show?
Is it based off the video game?
Yeah, it is. Really?
Yeah.
What's the motorcycle person like?
What's Axel? Is Axel a big black guy?
There's a motorcycle person.
That was my favorite one to play.
They're kind of a badass. It's just like the hot rod car is the main guy or whatever. And it's, I can't think of his name, but it's the Falcon guy. Captain America guy.
Falcon?
Yeah. Guy in Marvel. That guy, the actor.
Falcon.
Yeah.
What?
Is the in actor. Twisted Metal. The actor that plays Falcon in Marvel.
Oh, the guy from season 2 of Altered Carbon.
Sure.
Anthony Mackie.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
But there's a
Twisted Metal Sweet show?
Tooth. Sweet Tooth.
There's a Twisted Metal character. What?
Yeah, he's not the main person, but he's fucking hilarious.
That's what they always
It's actually Will Arnett's voice.
Really?
Yeah, but it's someone else, some other big guy. Oh, it's God something weird. Peacock. It was someone with, like Tubi. It was someone with ads, I feel like.
Dude, Peacock.
Oh.
I had no idea there was a Twisted Metal show.
I remember hearing about it a while ago and then never heard anything else about it. And it was just like, whoa, Twisted Metal.
Stephanie Beatrice Nefke.
And Alex loved it. She wanted to watch it.
Thomas.
I was like, don't watch it without me.
What the fuck? That's a pretty decent cast. God damn.
Wait, was it that bad?
Well, it only lasted one season, so.
Well, I think it's pretty new.
2023.
Yeah, I have a new one coming out.
But it says cancellation reasons.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah. No. It was fun. I mean, I just remember, like, I love that game. I'll watch this.
Oh, I put the shit out of that game.
Sorry. That was the game. Right. Twisted Metal game among canceled PlayStation projects.
Oh, that's surprising.
I just Googled Twisted Metal.
Yeah, it's like 30 years old.
Well, there's a bunch of them, though.
I remember having at least the first one and the fourth one, maybe.
Check this out.
I know I for sure
on PlayStation.
I don't want Peacock. Wait, does Peacock have
ads?
Wait.
Free? I don't know.
Peacock. This Community and Parks and Rec, right?
I think it might.
Peacock is.
I've seen it on something else.
NBC.
Peacock's NBC. It would have like 30 Rock, I think.
Shit. Well, if it has 30 Rock, it has Parks and Rec.
What are you looking up right now?
Parks and Rec.
Well, because I want to watch the Twisted Metal show, but it's on Peacock, and I'm trying to find another reason to get Peacock. What?
Pirate.
Oh, that's right. You just steal things.
Yeah.
Do you
have Peacock, Derek?
I don't know.
I heard there's some good shit on Peacock.
Look it up.
I used to have it when it was free.
How much does it cost? Is it not free?
I'm sure it's like $10 fucking.
Yeah, they all gotta be. Well, I don't know. Sometimes they're free with ads.
TV shows, you know? Killer Post, 10 Steps to Murder, 13 Nights of Elvira. Ooh.
Whoa.
First Look, 205 Live, 21 Jump Street, 21 Thunder, 25 Years of Triple H, The Game Changing Matches.
$6 a month. That's not bad.
Is that alphabetical list?
I don't know.
I think it also had like a Super Bowl and some weird
other. There was more shit. Yeah. Yeah.
So, speaking of Peacock, have you guys heard about P.P. Diddley?
Oh, did
what?
Diddy the Diddler?
Oh Christ! Did Diddy piss on somebody now?
What? You don't know about P. Diddy?
This happened like early this week.
Is literally on the run from the feds.
Whoa! What? Oh fuck!
Feds search Sean Diddy Combs properties. I think one in California, one in Florida.
And he took off
part of a sex trafficking probe. And there's been rumors about him and Justin Bieber. It was gay sex trafficking.
Why does that make it funny?
Apparently, like, it was like an inside thing in Hollywood.
When he was like
people
15.
Have known about this. People have known about it for a while.
Oh. So we're getting underage people.
Oh my God, Corey Haim was right.
Yeah.
Feldman. Corey Feldman was right.
They were both right.
Well, Haim's dead.
And they both got Kanye, molested. Or Ye, Yay, whatever he goes
he
by.
He got molested?
No, he's been like saying, like, he called out Puff Daddy a while, or P. Diddy a while back. And said a bunch of other shit. He's like, he's a federal agent. But they recruit people because they get dirt on people, and they recruit them to get more dirt on other celebrities, and they just do all this shit to control all these people.
Oh, so because Cat Williams made a circuit a while ago about this.
Yeah.
It's a conspiracy.
No, it is gay, literally.
I didn't think it was that conspiracious. I just thought it was real.
Oh, it's Hollywood recruitment by the government. Backdoor black channel.
Yeah, backdoor black channel. What was that? What was that? What was that, buddy?
What was that supposed to mean?
Yeah, what was that supposed to mean, buddy?
The conspiracy being that the government is setting up people, celebrities especially, to become agents for them. To get up dirt on other people, to leverage people to do what they want and control us socially.
Yeah, but you said black
shit. It all goes back to the social experiment of mind control.
But isn't this just the Hollywood elites they're trying to control?
They're trying to control me. They're trying to control you, man.
With piss. Wait, is there piss involved?
I don't know. Do you want to hear the details?
I mean,
two properties belonging to music mogul Sean Diddy Combs in Los Angeles and Miami were searched Monday by federal, this week, Homeland Security Investigation agents. Another law enforcement agency, blah, 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 for ongoing sex trafficking investigation by federal authorities in New York. It's not clear whether Combs was the target of the investigation, but he was. They've been looking for him. And officials were not authorized to publicly discuss details, of course. In his statement, Homeland Security said it was an executed law enforcement actions as part of an ongoing investigation. Yeah, we already heard all that shit. So people saw him like flying out of Florida. There's pictures that have come out. I'll look up some more stories here since this first came out. Yeah, I don't even know if they know where he's at, but they searched his house and found like everything was spilt out everywhere.
Oh,
he left
God.
In a minute.
It does seem a little bit targeted. I just all of a sudden this huge media mogul gets hit with this.
I'm saying, like, I think there was
we have a caller.
Oh, fuck you, Carly.
Thanks for calling in.
Shut
Who
up.
Are we speaking to?
No! Shut up!
Hi.
You got some trash to talk?
Huh?
You got some trash to talk?
I have a lot of trash to talk.
No!
Fuck you all. Just kidding.
Fuck you! Fuck you, Carly.
You're pissing the dog off.
Where are you?
What do you want?
Mesa.
Oh. Okay, so? Who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit?
Yeah, fuck you, Chase!
Hey, they said fuck you, Chase. This is the podcast, boys.
Fuck you.
What?
No, fuck you.
He said fuck you.
This is the first time Chase has been on the show in a long time.
What?
It's the first time Grape's been on the show in a long time.
Yeah.
I said you guys can say fuck you to each other all day long and it will never end.
What have you been doing? I haven't seen you since. I
know. All right.
Fuck off.
Fuck
you guys.
Fuck you, Chase.
Bye, guys.
Well, that was fun.
That was cool. Yeah, that was good.
That's why we tuned into the show. Dum 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 dum.
Anyway.
So, there's been pictures now that have been coming out of his Florida residence. Everything was, like, overturned and empty. They found, illegally owned handguns and shit, but, like...
Well, and they'll find that.
The feds didn't toss it. They found it like that. Like, he got the drop, and he fucking, like, booked it back to Florida and emptied everything out of the house, and he's been on the run since then.
So, wasn't there, like, another court case or something that, like, had a... Someone else like brought up P. Diddy, and the government like found out about it, and like that's how they went and got a warrant. So someone kind of like ratted on him. I feel like I haven't read all this.
But... Cat Williams?
No, that was just like
this is the podcast. Fox News report on it. Oh, so incredible. The context of everything that you just heard about this story, this is what Fox News leading story title is: rapper Sean Diddy Combs has been a prolific supporter of Democrats.
That's it. That's her fucking headline.
Yeah. No, and then he talks about how his homes were raided this past week. Los Angeles, Miami. He leveraged his stardom and fame to back Democrats during his career, including President Obama during the 2020 elections, and what looked to be an attempt to persuade black voters. Why would he back President... Oh, Biden. I read that as Obama, I think.
I think he probably did both, honestly.
Apparently, he sent a letter to Biden in August 2020 urging him to select black vice president. So it's his fault that we have Kamala Harris.
Yeah, because that's real impactful on my daily life. Ugh, God.
And then it just becomes a hit piece on Biden.
Yeah. Okay.
So P. Diddy's out on the fucking lam, probably living on a private island somewhere after raiding his own home to get evidence out of there. And their title is...
The title is political.
Rapper Sean Diddy Combs has been a prolific supporter of Democrats. God, and it doesn't Fox even News. Give you much. There's one paragraph that just says what happens. His house was raided for sex trafficking.
I hate Fox
News. And the rest just morphs into a hit piece for Biden.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, I feel like you could do that with any article on Fox.
Yeah.
But, Did you guys like Diddy? Huh?
So his ex-girlfriend, Young Miami, was accused of transporting literal pink cocaine for him.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a picture of her. She looks nice.
Who's that?
That's his former girlfriend.
Oh, she's very... She has a...
Pink Miami, I think is her name.
Yeah, she looks very...
And she transported pink cocaine.
And what site are you on now? Personality. What site are you on now, Derek?
The New York Post.
She has a big personality.
Two of them.
True.
Double.
It's called schizophrenia.
There's an old creepy video. I've seen this going around for years on the internet, but it's coming back around again. I've never watched it. But he's with a 15-year-old Justin Bieber, and I guess it gets real awkward. He's like, tell him what we've been doing. He's like, you want to come back and hang out with me? I don't know about that. Or something weird. Let's see. You want to listen to it?
You ain't going to have to play. I've never seen this.
I've never heard that.
I thought it was Usher. Wasn't Usher that discovered?
I don't think so. Bieber? No, Usher had some like tax penalty or something.
No, Usher discovered Bieber, I think.
Wow, looks like
I'm
pretty sure Bieber was pretty popular on YouTube on his own.
No,
that's his whole thing that he didn't need.
Yeah, no. Usher is heavily involved.
Here it is.
Bieber. I know that.
Maybe.
Also, I don't care. Sick. It's a little dusty, but you know. Ooh. Uncovering a Lambo right now, which any 15-year-old would be excited about.
Okay. All right, so I'm gonna be driving this next year.
Yeah, when you get 16, you come down and you gotta, you know, wear your seat.
I mean, I'm 15. You can ride in the passenger seat. I got my permit.
That's funny.
Slow down, okay?
One step at a time.
But yeah, the keys is yours. When you...
God, he was annoying back then.
You're 16. You're good to go.
I'm good to go.
Yeah. And then when you get 18, you get the house. You get the mansion.
Okay.
What?
Because he's doing a record deal.
So where are we off to now?
Where would you like to go?
I mean, wherever you want to go.
Just, so check this out, yo. Justin, he's in. You ever seen the movie 48 Hours? Right now, he's having 48 hours with Diddy, him and his boy. They're having the time to their lives, like, you know, where we hanging out and what we doing.
I hate you for so much.
We can't really disclose, but
what?
It's definitely a 15-year-old's dream.
A strip club?
You know, I have been given custody of him. You know, he signed to Usher. I had legal guardianship of Usher when he did his first album. I don't have legal guardianship of him, but for the next 48 hours, he's with me. So, and we're going to go
tits, full.
Strip
clubs?
Full crazy.
Brothels?
Crazy.
I'm taking this out tonight.
Cocaine?
What you want to do?
Or a trampoline park.
All of it.
48 hours. Let's go.
Strip in the trampoline park.
Let's go get some girls.
See?
Man, after that's what I'm talking about.
What? That's nothing. That's... How the fuck is that implicating
some
he's
shit
doing
we're
gay
doing,
shit?
But we can't disclose.
Yeah, probably taking
him
to do...
That was iffy. It was weird.
But he got in trouble, though. They're after him for not just underage sex trafficking, but also the fact that he was apparently specializing in young boys.
I mean, don't we all? Sorry, that's gross.
Trash Talk Omaha does not condone most of anything that comes out of John's mouth.
Oh, wait,
I just want to remind the listener.
Don't single make me sound like a pervert.
You said little boys.
I did not say
you can't little say little boys on a plane.
I'm trying these goddamn little boys on this motherfucking plane.
Gay!
This brings up my next conspiracy.
What's that?
John's working for the government to spread illegal loving of little boys.
Okay, dude, that... Okay.
Are you advocating?
That's pretty goddamn fucked up. I'm not... I mean, there's jokes, but like...
It's too... Reading's too true to heart.
Yeah, hitting a little too close to home, John.
Yeah. No, there's jokes, and then there's, you know...
Okay,
hey,
so what
should,
about...
Should joke about that.
What about the Brooklyn Bridge?
Baltimore...
I have stories on that.
It was a Francis Scott Key Baltimore Bridge.
Yeah.
Conspiracy theories.
It looked fucking weird, dude. Like they lost power, yeah. But then they like all of a sudden was a burst of power or something.
There was flames, yes.
Flames?
Yeah, there's flames coming out of the stacks.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've just seen headlines.
No,
I've
seen a bunch of these. By the way, I just want to backtrack. It's
you're
all
not
jokes.
Into
it's fucking,
selling boys.
It's, God damn it.
Little boys.
I really shouldn't have to specify.
No, you guys, you do. You need to. Because I don't know.
Now, if that container ship were full of boys.
Definitely don't have one of those around.
I got set up my house.
Lane, do you believe that the ship was hijacked?
I haven't really looked into it.
So
that
what
much.
Is
I've just
your...
seen I've just seen headlines about
which
it.
Which is? Go ahead, go.
That it looks like
I
it
have
was
the video playing
cyber
there if you
want
to watch it in real time. Yeah, that's what everybody's saying.
It's not a cyber attack, potential it's a cyber structural attack. Right, so they have boats on it trying to push out of the way.
See, no, the tugboats aren't there yet.
There you go. No, they're there. Because
it loses power, then it gets it back.
The tugboats aren't close enough to it yet.
Well, I think the problem, too, I think it actually had the anchor out, and then so it got the power back. It goes up, and then
I think they
dropped, it goes backwards after it dropped an anchor.
They dropped the anchor at the last minute.
I just
to try and
find
salvage
it strange
it.
How that bridge went down like that. Holy shit. No. I mean, it looks like a
how,
fucking lake.
They're not constructed to have a fucking ship take out
oh,
a man.
Oh, thank you,
point.
Derek.
This bridge is over 100 years old, isn't it?
I mean, but the way
before,
it fell was crazy. I mean, I'm not
before
saying
before any bridges
it just looks
ever
very
like
interesting
that.
How
I never really noticed like all the cars that just drove across.
Yeah,
it,
that was
you know?
They said the police got out there. They called in a mayday from the ship. So they blocked everybody from going, and
well,
there was a construction
still, like,
crew
people,
out there,
like, going across. There's a semi.
Yeah, that
it
is
it hasn't blown
terrifying.
Out yet.
Damn, dude.
But there's a construction crew on there.
Oh, see, here comes another fucking car.
Remember, this is sped up quite a bit. Because they're moving very, very slowly because they're stuck.
That's true.
Also, well, they're okay, but the way that falls is just crazy how that falls. I've seen the theories, all the headlines, all the horse shit. Well, there was the Baltimore Harbor pilot was piloting the ship. That's his job. Mm. It's to drive big fucking ships into harbor. That's their job. The captain of the boat takes it from outside point A to outside point B, and then the harbor people bring it in. So if there was a terrorist attack, it would have been, the pilot would have been compromised.
But he lost power. He's not
the official Baltimore Police Commissioner Richard Worley said there is absolutely no indication that there's any terrorism or that this was done on purpose.
I'm sure they're going to tear those engines down and sort out every single piece because you could, those are big engines.
Okay, so here's the big counterpoint. So what, somebody just goes, basically, you don't know shit about navigation or shipping or hydrodynamics or the physics of stopping that ship or who the harbor pilot was or what call they put out over the radio. So please, for the love of God, shut the fuck up.
Nice.
Dogs are barking.
Your feet hurt?
Ha! That sounds good.
To me, though, it's like immediately once you lost power the first time, why don't you drop the anchor right there and stop moving?
Do you know how anchors work?
No.
Okay.
So you drop an anchor and it holds you in place.
It can still pull you around. Like, you want to be anchored to the anchor, spot. You can move all around.
Okay.
So
an anchor. What's an anchor weigh?
Don't know.
Right. What's a chain weigh?
Don't know.
Exactly.
Quite a bit for a ship that size.
So when a ship drops anchor, the reason they stay put is because the weight of the anchor and the entire chain keeps them in place. But they can still, as Derek said, go, right? If they dropped anchor in the harbor is only, what's a draft on a harbor? Maybe 50 feet as they're driving through there, shipping. And so say you drop that anchor. The anchor chain is about 500 feet long.
If you have momentum and you drop it, it's going to fucking...
And also,
it would prevent you from crashing into a bridge right away.
Also, the harbor floor is silt because they dig it out every fucking...
Yeah.
However, whatever. Frequency.
It still might have given you some more time before you crashed into it. Even if
you
had
500 feet of chain weighing you down, an anchor weighing you down, it would still just slide right through the silt.
Don't you think it would have slowed him down a little bit more, though? A little bit, giving them a little bit more time.
How many millions of tons is a cargo ship?
That was a huge one.
Yeah.
They don't just slow down, man.
No, they make much bigger ones than that one, actually.
Couldn't be going that many knots, though.
It doesn't matter. It's a mass issue. Oh, hello? Fuck! Oh, shit! Oh, shit, you heard me.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, shit. Oh, who are we bringing?
We have some guests.
Wow. No.
In the studio. Guest?
No.
No. Set
up who here. Else?
Just me.
Oh,
we're talking about Baltimore shipping accident with the bridge conspiracy theories right now.
Don't listen to this episode at all.
That sounds fun.
I may have said something
disparaging about Carly. So here's what the CEO of Antifa had to say. Self-proclaimed CEO of Antifa.
That's who I want to hear about.
I would like to commend MAGA on exposing our plot. The 100-ton Singapore cargo ship that rammed the Baltimore Bridge, built in 1970, was a direct result of DEI, open borders, fentanyl, and Taylor Swift. Not to mention a deliberate attempt to distract us from P. Diddy. You caught us red-handed this time.
Pretty dumb.
That's an immediate callback. I appreciate that. Fuck.
So who'll be having the house tonight?
No, what are you doing?
We got Carlos. Here.
We have no microphones for
She got a pee.
Quick, close. Is that door lock?
That door don't lock.
This door.
Why?
Is it locked?
Why?
No reason.
The dogs are barking.
Yeah, dogs are barking. Should we go out? Leave the room and out there.
Suck my cock.
That's so rude.
Who's Mike Huck?
I've done nothing.
Derek?
What?
Is that true?
Huh?
What?
What?
Huh?
I have a bigger dick than Johnny Boy.
Hey!
He's got like a tiny little vagina.
What are you, a hyena with a giant clit? Jesus.
You can see it through the jeans.
Jesus.
He's a clit?
It's a fat clit.
Yeah, a tiny hole. Even the dog goes, quit talking about clits.
She's like, it's a huge clit.
Your dog has a 4-inch clit. Remember those Adam Sandler fucking CDs?
So yeah, the ship is just dumb distraction, I feel like. It's well timed, I feel like.
I mean, shit. Also,
you think stop thinking about Diddy. Think about a ship and everything.
I'd rather think about trafficking boys.
Would you?
No, I don't. Shit happens, man. I don't think it's... I just... the likelihood of this being a PSYOP or a terror stack is very low.
I thought it was very, like, immediately people are saying that, so there would have been something to
we
it.
We got Mason in the house.
Is it?
Hello.
Mason, what are your thoughts on the bridge?
What are your thoughts on the bridge? Bridge! Bridge! Bridge!
She thinks it's funny.
Ah, damn. Hey, y'all. I feel bad for the people, though. The people that's on the bridge, the don't look at me like
construction
that.
Construction workers.
Yeah, that is horrible.
Is it a terrorist attack?
A terrorist?
Terrorist
no,
attack.
No, I think it's a conspiracy theory.
A fake
don't
terrorist.
Listen.
No,
we
I
do not
it,
condone.
So who attacked it then?
It happened, but I feel like it's a cover-up.
For what?
I don't know.
What was on that
P.
ship?
P. Diddy distraction.
It was a P. Diddy boat.
Yeah, I was like, one of the things.
Maybe there was a bunch of kids in those shipping containers. And someone stopped it. You know?
Someone's a hero.
You never know.
Instead, they had a bridge fall on them instead of getting boofed. Okay.
Instead of being... Yeah.
Yeah, I'd take that.
Back to the Trump Bibles real quick. I forgot to read...
Oh, fuck the Trump Bibles.
A quick tweet on this. Why is Donald Trump suddenly selling $60 Bibles? Because it enables churches to funnel money to him without violating U.S. law... ban on political campaigning by churches. It's a
Trump,
form of money laundering, in other words.
Bible.
What are your thoughts on that,
Trump
Lane?
Bible, go!
Trump Bible.
They're
Bible.
Making money?
They literally, Trump's now selling Bibles that is also includes the Constitution wrapped in an American flag.
No shit.
Yeah.
Oh, why? That looks like a dick coming at me. I don't like it.
Sorry. I have my own
weird
microphone.
Shape.
It's all tapered.
Yeah, but you're...
Jesh.
You mean circumcised?
It's very phallic, John. And you're the way you're waving it around.
Yeah,
that's
like
why I brought it. That would hurt.
Yeah, no shit. All right.
John, can you tell
us
about...
Up a bit.
You wrote John Duck Rental TR.
John Duck Rental TR.
So I got my rental truck today. After 6 months of my
a
truck being in the shop...
Truck? Wow.
Does anybody care?
I got my rental. Fuck you. I got my rental truck. It's got Florida plates on it, which is fucking ironic because the last time I rented a car was in Florida with Nebraska plates. So that was funny. I took it to my parents' house today and I started joking with my mom. I go, hey, Mom, I just got a new truck because, you know, my truck's been in the shop for so long. I go, it's an F-150. She lost her fucking mind.
She was mad at you?
Yeah, she's so pissed off.
Why? Is it a nice truck?
No, it's a terrible truck. Well, because it's because you know of all the insurance shit, the truck shit, the business shit, whatever. All like and refi and everything. Oh, I just went and bought a new truck, and she believed me and lost her fucking mind. I let her do it for a while. That I
almost
like,
gave her a heart attack. Probably.
That I stopped. I'm like, because she's 76. I'm like, Mom. I didn't buy a truck. It's like, did the mom shit.
John's mom is very much. John,
have you met me?
In a wig.
Have you met me? Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude.
It's entertaining.
Well, she's not as big as me.
Huh?
Huh?
I have something to say.
No, you don't.
Oh, okay.
You can say it on the show.
What?
Say it.
Talk your trash, girl.
Me and Mesa will make an appearance for next week's show.
That's okay.
And we might finally get famous.
Sure.
Don't.
Yeah. I'll have more time set.
We have
more
listeners in Sweden, I'll have you know.
We have lots of stories.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's fine. We love having guests on.
Guests.
Do they end in trash talk?
Here we go.
She enjoys this. She's
there
like, this is so cool.
There we go. Okay.
It's a lot of fun.
I'm a boom mic operator.
Now,
it still looks like a tapered black long thing.
See, I wasn't lying. Especially when he's waving it around in the air.
Yeah, yeah. Now he's kind of going into it.
Oh,
I got a sound effect for that.
I was like,
I'm gonna come.
Play a sound effect in here. Duke,
he doesn't like the way your tapered black long thing.
Yeah,
Duke smells.
Do you know anyone that would own a Trump Bible?
Hey.
Maybe. I don't think they would get one, but maybe.
John, would anyone in your family own a Trump Bible?
Negative.
Mesa, would you own a Trump Bible?
It doesn't sound like a Bible.
It is a Bible.
It's
just
a Bible.
An American flag.
You just replaced the word God with Trump.
No.
No, there's a whole book of Trump
No, it's just, it's straight up the Bible, but it also has like
the greatest,
the Constitution or Second Amendment shit put in there as well.
Oh, I was gonna say, damn, he really made that book.
Yeah, no, it's real. It's $60, $59.99.
Where's the money going? I have a microphone.
To his bail.
Yeah, or his campaign fund that he's gonna use to pay off his fees, fines.
It's not going to churches?
No, it's definitely not going to church.
It's going to the Church of Trump.
Yeah.
God Emperor Trump. You got to
do it.
I'm going to come.
You should hear it. It's Trump saying, I'm going to come. I don't know why.
I'm going to come.
I don't know why he's saying it, but it's funny.
I don't know.
I just see buttons being pushed.
You see what now?
Huh?
What?
I'm seeing buttons being pushed.
Oh, buttons over here.
Timmy!
And now he just did the Timmy button from South Park.
Oh, this is a good one.
Shut up, bitch!
Oh, hey!
Bitch, you know me.
Whoa! Wow,
we got a full studio.
Hi!
You ready to watch some Jays tonight?
Yeah. Get out of my butt.
We got Paige in the house now.
Oh, hi.
Well, I was just thinking,
I've never been on your fucking podcast sober, for the record.
Well, I don't think we've ever done the podcast sober. So,
true!
It is John's hour, unless Paige has something to needs to talk some trash on.
Roll Jays!
Creighton versus Tennessee tonight. 9-0-9.
Yeah, let's end on that. Who's everyone picking?
Pick to the Elite Jays. Eight. Roll Jays. Jays for days.
Yeah, I agree.
No, I picked Creighton to win, but then I picked them to lose to Kansas.
Hey-o!
Kansas is out.
I know.
Now you changed it up to the first round. Last week,
no, they made it the second round, and then they lost. They made it farther than Nebraska.
Didn't I send you a text?
Yeah, you were talking shit because you're a Gonzaga fan.
I was just happy to see Kansas
lose. I love Gonzaga, but they choke every year.
Yeah. Well, did they choke last night?
Not on a dig in the fun way.
Oh. Ah. Not in the fun way. All right. Well, we'll leave it there. Where's my outro?
Where's your outro?
Over here.
All right, well, fuck you, John.
What the fuck?
Yeah, fuck
why
off, John.
Why am I always the victim? I'm the victim.
You just are the
victim. Sound like a Republican.
Get off!